So today we celebrate the solemnity of Pentecost. And that's why we had that special sequence before we had the Alleluia. But we might wonder, well, what really is Pentecost? What's it all about? The word itself comes from a Greek word meaning 50th, because it is 50 days since the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This parallels what we see in the Old Covenant. Just as Jesus transformed the Passover into the first Mass at the Last Supper, so too Jesus transforms the Old Covenant Pentecost, which was also known as Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, into the New Pentecost. In the Old Pentecost, they were celebrating thanksgiving for the harvest that God has provided. They were also celebrating the sealing or completion of the Old Covenant, how Moses had gone and ratified this covenant that God had given to him with the people of Israel. Additionally, in this celebration in the Old Covenant, they were expressing gratitude for the gift of the Torah, celebrating these instructions from God. For us, in the new Pentecost, the Pentecost of the new covenant, we celebrate a different gift. We celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is given to the church. This gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is the first confirmation that takes place. For the Holy Spirit is given to the apostles and the other disciples who were present. Confirmation is the last sacrament that Jesus gave us at this celebration, the celebration of Pentecost. At this point in church history, the first Pentecost, they had all the sacraments and all the graces that were needed for the church to carry out that mission that our Lord had given the church at the Ascension, to go out and share the good news, to baptize all nations, to bring people to Jesus Christ. And because it was the fulfillment of that, of all of those graces being given, it's also referred to as the birthday of the church. So, happy birthday, Catholic Church! This grace that the Lord gives us at confirmation that he first gave at Pentecost is the gift to become spiritually mature. So we need God's grace to grow in our spiritual lives. We can't accomplish that on our own. And so our spiritual lives really start with the gift of baptism and the grace that we receive there. And we can make some progress with simply that gift alone. But God wants us to reach spiritual adulthood. And so we need additional graces to do that, and that's what we receive at confirmation. We see how the apostles were transformed when they received this grace, the grace to be spiritually mature. We hear about it in our first reading. The apostles and other disciples were hidden behind locked doors. They were afraid to talk to others because they killed Jesus. Maybe they would kill them too. They didn't want to be persecuted. They were afraid of it. And yet, when the Holy Spirit came in and was above them like tongues of fire, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and the love of God, they were no longer afraid. And they boldly go out and share the good news with the whole world. Peter preaches his first homily and he converts 3,000 people. It's amazing how well disposed we are makes a difference as to how much we grow by this grace. Are we receiving this grace to become spiritually mature? Are we making use of it? Are we receiving this? Are we well disposed for all the graces God gives us? The gift is given once we're confirmed. We may not unwrap this gift right away. It may not blossom as quickly for us as it did the apostles. But we have confidence that through the sacrament, we have that grace. And with it, the Holy Spirit gives numerous gifts, as we hear in our second reading. But the gifts the Holy Spirit gives vary from person to person. We all receive the same Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit gives us gifts for the sake of the whole community, gifts that are different from one person to the next. In our second reading, we also hear about how these gifts are like a body. The church is the mystical body of Christ, and not all the parts of the body are the same. The eye is not the toe. The finger is not the heart. Different parts of the body, different things for them to do, different gifts to be shared. But all coming from the one Spirit, all of that helping us to become more fully members of the body of Christ, to be drawn closer to Him. In the diversity of gifts, I'd like to use an example. I'd like to use the example of priests. We are blessed here at Ascension. We have four priests, three full-time active priests and one retired priest present. But you've probably figured out that we don't always celebrate the same Mass. We rotate Masses. And that's because the Holy Spirit works through each of us a little differently. We have different gifts to share with all of the people of our parish. And so to distribute those gifts that we have, we rotate so that everybody has an opportunity to receive from the priests and the gifts that they have. So that we're not just sharing with one particular Mass community, but the whole larger community, the whole parish, can benefit from the gifts of the different priests. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, why can't I just always have Father Lampe for the Masses I go to? Well, my gifts must be shared with others too. And so we rotate. We share with others. But it's good to know that the Holy Spirit does come to all of us, that He does give each of us certain gifts. And if we're well disposed, we can make good use of those gifts that we have. We heard in our gospel passage how the Holy Spirit points and directs the people, the disciples, to Jesus. And we who once filled with the Holy Spirit are called to do the same, to share the faith with others and to direct them to our Lord. We also heard in our gospel passage that the Holy Spirit will guide us to all truth. And if we're open to it in prayer, if we're well disposed, the Holy Spirit can grant us insights into the mysteries of the Trinity, insights into who we as individuals are and how much we are loved by God, insights into relationships with other people, insights in all sorts of fashions of our lives. I'd like to give you an example from my own life. Over a year ago, I was praying in the little church, and I recognized that God was revealing to me that I would be able to stay at Ascension for a fourth year. Now, ordinarily, in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, the priests would rotate from one parish to another, the associates, every 3 years. They would get about 3 years at a parish and then go somewhere new, sharing their gifts with others. And it was true. I was able to stay for a fourth year, and I was blessed to be here for that fourth year. However, at that same time, I was granted the insight that I would not be here for a fifth year. And that's true too. Recently, I received a call from the Archdiocese informing me that I will be reassigned to another parish, and that new assignment is Immaculate Conception in Dardenne Prairie. Honestly, I was surprised by that. Not that I was going to be moved, because I know the policies of the Archdiocese, and the Holy Spirit tipped me off. But I was surprised because Ascension is this big parish already, and they're sending me to a bigger one. So this new assignment that I have will start June 29th. And that'll be my last day here at Ascension. The Holy Spirit comes to us all, and He works through His priests. And my gifts are going to be shared with the parishioners of Immaculate Conception in Dardenne Prairie. But God will give you another priest, and he will share his gifts with you. In fact, he's a friend of mine who will be taking my place, Father Kent Pullman. And so I ask that all of you please share your gifts and your love with him, as you have shared those things with me. I thank you. I thank all of you for the past 4 years. I'm sorry for all the mistakes that I made as I was learning how to be a priest here at my first assignment. And there will always be a special place in my heart for our parish and for all of you. Please pray for me. Pray for me that I can finish this homily. The Holy Spirit was given to the church at Pentecost. He gives us gifts to be shared with the whole community, to help us to become spiritually mature and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. Priests are given to us to help guide us to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope that I was able to help you in your relationship with Him to grow closer to our Lord. So let us call upon the Holy Spirit to help prepare us to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the most holy Eucharist.